Chof Gimel Eir, Tuesday 15th of May, Rabbi Chaim Shmal, 4 minus 1 equals 5.
Melachim Aleph, Chapter Aleph, Pasuk Aleph. The Hamelech David Zokain Bo Bayomim. The Melech David was old, coming with days. Chazal tell us that if a person is Zokain and Bo Bayomim, it means that Zokain was physically, and Bo Bayomim means spiritually. He could come to Rabbi Nishalom and show what he achieved every single day of his sojourn on this world. Vaychasuhu babgodim, they covered him with garments, blankets. Velo yicham loy, but he didn't feel warm. Why did he not feel warm? There are two answers quoted by Rashi. One answer is that when he saw the Malach Hamobis with his sword hanging over Yerushalayim, his blood froze, and he never recovered, and as his blood was cold, so covering him with blankets, duvets, didn't help. There is another pshat, for which I need a Sefer Shmuel Aleph, please. Thank you very much. Shmuel Aleph, Chapter Kaf Dalet, Pasuk Hey. When Shmuel Hanovi informed Shaul that he had lost his malchus to somebody who was better than he was, he suffered from serious depression. And in this depression, he imagined that David was trying to kill him, and therefore he felt justified in getting in the first blow and killing David. Of course, David had no such intentions, but that's what, in his deep depression, Shaul imagined. And the Pasuk tells us that Shaul got up an army and decided to pursue David. And the Pasuk says, Vayavoy El Gidris Hatzoid Al Haderach, he came to some sheepfolds on the road. Vashom Ma'ara, there was a cave. Vayavoy Shaul Lahosech Esraglom, Shaul had to relieve himself. So you can't relieve yourself amongst El Gidris Hatzoid. There were shepherds there, so he had to go into this cave. What he didn't know was, David and his men were hiding at the end, right at the end of the back of this cave. David and his men were hiding. Now, when a person comes to relieve himself, he doesn't take his private detective with him. So Shaul entered this cave all by himself, without any security. There is a midrash, I haven't seen it, but it probably does exist, that David HaMelech asked the Rebbein Shlalom, he says, I understand whatever you created in this world has a purpose. There are two things I don't understand, Meshugoyim and spiders. So HaKadosh Baruch said, okay, I'll teach you. Now, he had to pretend to be a Meshugana to escape from the Plishtim. We say it every Shabbos. He discovered being a Meshugana saved his life. What about spiders? Shaul realized that David and his men might be hiding there, but he saw there was spider's web. So he reckoned all over the cave. The entrance of the cave was covered with spider's web. So he made a cheshvan. If David would have gone into this cave, he would have broken the spider's web. Elamai Zariah, there's nobody there. What he didn't know was that a spider came after David had entered the cave. The spider came along. So David... Anyway, so what does it say here? David's men said to him, Hinei hayoim, behold, today is the day Asher Om Hashem Eilecha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has told you, Hinei onoichi noisenes oyivcho biyodecho, I shall deliver your enemy into your hands, Yosi Shaloika Shayita Veinecho, and do exactly as you wish. So they said, this is your opportunity. Shaul has no private detective with him, no protection. He's, after all, trying to kill you. He's a roider. So if he's a roider, if you've got a right to kill him. Vayokom David. David arose, vayichoyzes knaf hamila shel Shaul v'lo. And secretly, quietly, he cut off the corner of Shaul's cloak. And vayichakein, after that, vayachlev David oisai, David felt regret for having cut off Shaul's garment. Vayomer anoshev, he said, choli loli mi Hashem, far be it from me, from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, im eses hadova hazeh ladoini, Mashiach Hashem. How can I possibly strike dead the man who has been anointed by the Rabbeinu Shel Olam? Now the strange thing is, if David really felt that, why didn't he say so in the first place? When his men said, now is the time, he should have said, Chas v'sholom, Mashiach Hashem. Why did he first cut off the garment and then he made the statement? So the Malbim says, Tzadikim, like David HaMelech, can rely on their emotions. When the men said, kill him, David said, I'm not sure. Well, let's make an experiment. I will do him some little harm and see how I feel after that. So David said, I'll cut off the corner of his garment. If I feel no regret whatsoever, that's a sign I should kill him in self-defense. On the other hand, if I do feel regret, that's a right that I mustn't kill him. So that is why only after he cut off the corner, that is when David said, oh no, can't possibly kill him. He's anointed by the Novi of Hashem. Can't be done. Now Chazal tell us in the second answer to the question, why did his blankets not keep him warm? Kol ha-mavaza es ha-begodim, if a person deals with begodim lack of respect, then they get their own back and they don't do their job. What exactly was the lack of respect here when he cut off the corner? So the answer is he was mevatel him from the mitzvah of tzitzis. This me'il had four corners, tzitzis on each one of the four corners, and by cutting off the corner, he was mevatel the mitzvah of tzitzis. How was he mevatel the mitzvah of tzitzis? Well, there are two answers. The first answer is that if you cut off a corner of a four-cornered garment, you've got three. A beged with three corners is potter of tzitzis. So by cutting off the corner, he now took away from him the kiyum of the mitzvah tzitzis. It's not a loisase, but it's a lack of a kiyum of mitzvah sase. But the other answer is that if you take a corner and cut it at an angle, you now have five corners. They don't have to be square. Where does it say in the Torah, Al Kanfei Bigdeichem, square? It doesn't say square. If you have a four-cornered garment, or five, or six, or eight, as far as I'm concerned, do you remember the old Thrukni bits? They have 16 corners. Well, that doesn't matter. If you've got a bag with 16 corners, you have to put tzitzis on four of these 16 corners. Pardon? Yes. Yes, really. I'll say it again. If you have a four-cornered garment with tzitzis, and you cut a slant across one of them, you now have five corners. Four minus one equals five, right? So now you have five corners, and on a five-cornered garment, you have to have tzitzis on four of the corners. Pardon? Because he only had three tzitzis now. Yes, he cut off the corner with a tzitzit at an angle. Now, if he would have had some sort of equipment to cut it round, if he would have, then it would have been the first case. Then it would be only three cornered.
It says al shanfei on every corner.
No, it's al arba kanfei svigdeichem. It says the finish on four. No. Gedirim tasalacha al arba kanfei kesuscha shetachasabach. The pasuk in Sedrak Yisaitse. Rabbi, this is basic. So he was. So in this case, if you say -4 - 1 = 5, he was mevatlin bekum ve'asei, because now he was wearing a garment which had a chiyuv of tzitzis, but it didn't have tzitzis; only had 3 instead of 4. So because of this, he was going in this aveira. Shaul was walking around with a bag which is chayiv tzitzis, but didn't have them. Therefore, the begodim refused to keep David HaMelech warm in his old age. Now, what is the crime which David committed? Says Rav Duda Olav HaSholem in his Sefer Al HaTorah, the fact that Rav Duna in his Sefer Al HaTorah in Sedra Shmini, he says it. He has an interesting idea there. He asks the following kasha. It's a sad occasion when children go to their parents' funeral. It's sad. But it's derech hayolam. Doir hayolach v'doir bo. What is really tragic is nebach if parents go to their children's levoya. And yet, the parents mourn for their children 30 days, and the children mourn for their parents a whole year. What's the deal? Says Rav Duna, the same as this, because we have a mitzvah of kibud avoim. When this mitzvah is taken away from us, we mourn not only the death of the parent, we mourn the fact that the mitzvah has been taken away from us. That's a tragedy, that we no longer have this mitzvah. Whereas the parents, they don't have to honor their children. So when Nebuch, such tragedies happen, it's a tragedy, but they haven't lost any mitzvah. So because they haven't lost any mitzvah, so from that point of view, it's not that tragic. Masha'ein came when children lose the opportunity of kibud avoim, or dusin mamish gefeirach. And that is, says Rav Duna, what happened here. Not the fact that he was mevazel begodim. And that's nish gefeirach. What was gefeirach was the bittul of the mitzvah saseh. I don't know how long it lasted. I suppose when Shaul got back to the camp, there was somebody who must have had a bundle of tzitzis or took off this bag and put another one. But for the meantime, the bittul of a mitzvah saseh is mamish gefeirach. And because David caused Shaul to lose the kiyum hamitzvah, therefore he was punished with his begodim v'lo yicham lo. The story goes, and I never give any written guarantees with stories, that when the Vilna Gaon was on his deathbed, he was seen to be crying. And when they asked him, "What's you crying? Your Gan Eden, Alechtege Gan Eden of the Vilna Gaon, Tzitzach of Tish Benk in heaven when the Vilna Gaon arrives," he said, "Yeah, but in this world you can buy a bindle of tzitzis for a kopik. But in the Olam Ho'emes, you can't do any mitzvah." So the Gaon valued his life in this world because he can do a mitzvah with tzitzis. seems to be some connection between Shaul and the Vilna Gaon, if the story is true. So you see, the Gedolim, they knew how to value a mitzvah. Avraham, as you all know, had a battle with the four kings and defeated them, and he was worried that perhaps amongst the people he'd killed there might be a tzaddik. So Kadosh Baruch Hu came to tell him, no, nothing to worry about. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, Al tir Avram, onoichi mogenot, secharcho harbe meoid. Your reward is very great. Vayom Avram, Hashem Elokim, ma titen li? What are you giving me? Vonoichi helech hariri, I'm childless. Strange conversation. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Schorcha harbe me'oid. Now what was Rav Anshom talking about? What schar do you think the Rav Anshom is referring to? Another camel? Another 1,000 donkeys? What? Gold? Silver? Nah. When Rav Anshom says, Schorcha harbe me'oid, he wasn't talking about these physical material. He was talking about Gan Eden. Your reward in Gan Eden is harbe me'oid. And Avram says, so what? But you're not giving me anything. Ma titan, what are you giving me? I haven't got a son to follow up my work. To Avraham Avinu, his work was more important than any schar in Olam Haba. Avraham valued mitzvahs, and he said that unless the Rebbeim grants me a son who will continue my work, Olam Haba, yeah, Olam Haba is wonderful, but it's not a place for achievement, it's a place where you get reward, but you can't achieve anything there. Whereas in this world we can achieve. So, Avraham said, Ma titanli, this is the book, by the way, of Rabbi Chon Vassan. He says, what are you giving me? If I don't have a son to follow my ways, then all the Olam Haba is meaningless. Avraham Avinu appreciated what it means to do a mitzvah. Incidentally, there's an interesting shikul malbim here. Avraham complained to Ribono Shel Olam. At this time he was about 90 years old, that he desperately wants a son. And he hasn't got one yet. So there's a kasha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised that Avraham would have a son. He promised him that. Lech lecho me'artzecho v'avarechecho, etc. So lecha'oyle, the svori is, the longer he doesn't have a son, the better off he is. Because you see, Rabbi Yisai, we have no guarantee from Rabbi Yisai how long we're going to stay here. We hope for a long time, but guarantee, written guarantee, nobody's got even for tomorrow. A person, Zolnish Treppen, is healthy and well today, and tomorrow he's not here anymore. These things happen. But Avraham Avinu couldn't happen to him, because the Kodesh Baruch Hu has to keep the promise, you will have children. So the longer he doesn't have children, the better off he is, because he's got this guarantee. Says on Alvin, that's the answer. To Avraham, life was meaningless unless it's productive vis-a-vis Avodas Haboila. So Avraham said, yeah, I believe 100% I will not die before I have a son. But what's the use if I cannot educate him, I cannot give him the chinuch I want to, so what's the use? So therefore Avraham said, the sooner I get a son, the better it is, because the more time I have to educate him in my way. Now, having spoken about tzitzis,
We learn a Sikkur Gemara in Menachos, the bottom of Lamed Zayin Omer Aleph. Gemara here, right? No, it's not. What? Where is it? Where? Look at mine. Lamed Zion Omed Beis. That's what it says.
Oh, you're right. Thank you. This is what. Thank you. Right. Gemara tells us a story here. Ravina Haveko Ozl. Ravina was going along Abasre de Mar Baravashi. He was behind Mar Baravashi. Vishabato de Rigla on the Shabbos where Mar Baravashi was going to give a Shia. The Gemara calls it the Rigla when he was giving a Shia, probably about the Regolim. Ifzik Karna de Chute. And a corner of his tzitzis got torn away. There was something protruding from the wall, and he walked and it caught in his talus, and it tore away. He was walking, and you know, if something stops, then something goes, and it was the talus which went, the corner of the talus. But he was so immersed in the drosh he was going to give, he never realized that one of his tzitzis has gone. But Ravina was walking behind, he saw this, he didn't say anything. When they got home, Omale, so Ravina said to Maravashi, Nihosam Ifsik. I'm telling you exactly where this accident happened, where this corner of your tzitzis got torn off. Omale, he amritli Nihosam. If you would have told me then, Shadise, I would have taken it off. If you would have told me there and then, I would have taken off my talus in the middle of the road. Because it was Shabbos, besides it. And you know the voice said that tzitzis, if they are correct, you have four tzitzis on four corners, then the tzitzis is not considered carrying, it's a noi, habeged. It's a chiyuv of the beggar. But if you've only got three tzitzis, or you've got four but they're posel, or something like that, then it's considered a masu you're carrying on Shabbos. We want to ask the kasha, V'hom amal godol kovet habriyos, shedoyim ches lois haser shebetoyro. Kovet habriyos is so important that it overrules a lois haser in the toyro. So therefore, why did the Maharal Rashi said I would have taken off the talus for the Rosh Hashiva, for the Rav, to go around without a talus? It's a bizoyim. And for Kovod Habriyos, he should be allowed to continue wearing a talus in spite of the fact that it sits as apostle. Well, what's the Lois Sasi of the Torah? Tiragama Rav Rav Bar Shavet, Kanei de Rav Kahane, Velav the Lois Sasi. The love of Lois Sosa, the Torah says, don't turn away from anything the Chachomim told you. In plain words, Adarabonon. If you have a mitzvah Adarabonon, and there's a clash between a mitzvah Adarabonon and Kovod Habriyos, then the Chachomim said, we withdraw our mitzvah Adarabonon, the Kovod Habriyos. But with mitzvah Adarai said, well, there's no way in which you can shelve an Issa Daraisa because of Kovod Habriyos. Doesn't work. So that is why he said, I would have taken it off. Because there's Issa Daraisa of carrying on Shabbos. And if you only have three tzitzis on your beged, you are deemed to have been mechalel Shabbos by carrying the other three. Because they're not doing the mitzvah. The other version of the story is he told him there and then. He told him
your tzitzis apostle. Omele, so he said to him, my datoch, what are you telling me this for? The mishdaya, you think I should take off my talis in the middle of the street? This is a case of COVID abrius, and I wouldn't take it off. But that's only with the Rabbono. But in a Rishus HaRabim, if you're going in a Rishus HaRabim wearing postal tzitzis, you're being Oive Issa Deraisa. When it says, Hocher Name Bekarmelis the Rabbonon He. This story took place in a Karmelis where the Issa of carrying is only with the Rabbonon. So therefore, you said I wouldn't take off my talis, because to take off my talis is a problem of Kovod Habriyas, and in a Karmelis there's only Issa the Rabbon. So I handle this Gemara Akasha. Is there not an Issa the Raisa of wearing a talis without tzitzis? The Torah says you've got to have tzitzis on your five-cornered garment. And if you haven't, you're either Issa Deraisa. So the Mishnah Berurah says, no. Why not? Says the Mishnah Berurah like this. Nowhere will you find the Torah saying, don't wear a garment without tzitzis. The Torah doesn't say that. The Torah says, put tzitzis on a beggar. If you are in a situation where you can't, it's Shabbos. And on Shabbos you cannot tie knots. So you cannot tie tzitzis onto your beged. So then you can wear it without tzitzis. You're not doing any aveira if you wear a garment which is chayv with tzitzis, and you wear it without tzitzis if you are in a situation where you can't do the mitzvah. I mean, Shabbos is one case. What happens if you're all alone in a village somewhere and there are no other yidden and no tzitzis available and you're feeling cold? So you can put on your talis to keep yourself warm, in spite of the fact that it doesn't have tzitzis. Why? Because you can't put any tzitzis on. That's the Mishnah Berurah's answer to my kasha. But, Rabbosai, I've got another problem. And that is, what about the love of Baal Tigra? The Torah says you mustn't Baal Toysef and Baal Tigra. What is Rashi's example of Baal Tosef? Five tzitzis, five parashis in your tefillin. So what's the example of Baal Tigra? Three tzitzis, three parashis. So it's clear, according to Rashi, that if you are wearing a beged with three tzitzis, you're over Issa Deraisa of Baal Tigra. So those tell me that the whole story took place in a Karmelis. All right, vis-a-vis Shabbos, it's only in Issa Rabbonon. But vis-a-vis Tzitzis, it's the Raisa. So I asked my son, Rav Moshe, and Rav Moshe, my son, showed me a Tosfos in Yevamos. I think that's how they call it, but he's not quite sure. But anyway, Tosfos says you're only over Baal Tigra if you do a Maisa. The Moshel, I've got here a talis with three tzitzis on, and I put it on me. Oh, that's an act of Baal Tigra. But if I'm wearing a talis which is perfectly kosher, and then one of the tzitzis gets ripped off, it's a Shevel Tasa, so you're not over Baal Tigra.